You're listening to SBS News.
A Queensland nurse's quick action has prevented more aged care residents from receiving overdoses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Two elderly residents were on Tuesday given four times the intended dose by a doctor who was contracted to administer the jabs as part of the federal government's portion of the vaccine rollout. An 88-year-old man and a 94-year-old woman from the Holy Spirit Home in Castle Dean in Brisbane have been taken to hospital for observation. The doctor worked for Healthcare Australia, which is one of the private providers contracted by the government to deliver the vaccines. Mr. Hunt says it's now advised that all of its other staff have completed the training.
Healthcare Australia has also advised that this doctor has not been involved in the vaccine rollout in any other facilities. Given this, one, I apologise to the House for the inadvertence. Two, I have again reaffirmed my apologies to the family. And three, I have asked the department to take action against the company and the doctor for what is a clear breach on both fronts.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has written to Prime Minister Scott Morrison asking for a national cabinet meeting as soon as possible to understand what happened. The chief executive of St Vincent's Care Services, which runs the facility, Lincoln Hopper, has questioned whether there's been adequate training.
St Vincent's intends to report the GP to the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency for their error. Now, this incident's been very distressing to us, to our residents and to their family, and it's also very concerning. It's caused us to question whether some of the clinicians given the job of administering the vaccine have received the appropriate training.
The states and territories are running their own vaccination programs for their healthcare workers as well as aged and disability care facilities. Healthcare workers have to complete online training modules before being able to administer the coronavirus vaccines, which come in multi-dose vials. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says the modules were a one-size-fits-all model, with healthcare workers undergoing the same training regardless of whether they were a nurse or a doctor. Professor Kelly says higher doses had been given to residents at aged care facilities in Germany and the United Kingdom, leading to minimal side effects.
We are aware of several cases like this happening early in the phased rollout through residential aged care facility equivalents in both Germany and the UK. Again, the side effect profile was minimal, particularly in the older people. So that gives us hope. However, when we were notified of this yesterday evening, we took immediate action.
And Australia has recorded another day with no community transmission of the virus. New South Wales is easing a range of COVID-19 restrictions on Friday. 50 people will be allowed in homes, 50 in a gym class, 30 people can sing in choirs, and up to 30 people can dance at weddings. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says as more frontline staff are vaccinated, the cap on 300 people at weddings could soon be eased.
Once we reduce the risk on our quarantine system by ensuring everybody in and around that system is vaccinated, we'll have much more confidence that we'll reduce the risk of the virus getting out to the community. And that's the logic that's determining our decisions.
And South Australia is reopening to people from Greater Melbourne as of Friday. There will be no requirement for testing or quarantine. Premier Stephen Marshall says the time is right to ease restrictions.
As of Friday, people from the Greater Melbourne area can come back into South Australia. I know this is going to be a huge relief. Victoria has got on top of their outbreak. We're very grateful for the work that they have done, and now we're looking forward to welcoming people from across that border.
Meanwhile, Australians stranded overseas have set up a support group providing resources for people trying to get home, including letter templates to send to federal politicians. More than 40,000 Australians are trying to return but face difficulties with cancelled flights and strict limits on arrival numbers. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.